Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence to worship King Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Savior of our soul, our Redeemer and Lord. Father, I thank you for the great privilege you have given us to worship you. I know that is why we were created, to give you pleasure and to worship God Almighty, and that is what we want to do today on our program. Thank you for the privilege of giving me this opportunity of leading in this worship. Thank you for forgiving all of my sins, cleansing me from all my unrighteousness, and clothing me with Christ's righteousness. I have nothing in my own ability, Lord, that can lift me up in any way to deserve your grace, but it is because of your mercy and love that you have saved me, and that Jesus gave his life for the world so that we may have fellowship with God Almighty. I thank you, Father, for being there during those difficult times of life, times of testing, times of trial, times when we are molded to be more like the image of the Son of God. Father, thank you for your everlasting arms that lift us up and comfort us and protect us. Father, I pray that throughout this program we might feel your Holy Spirit just strengthen our lives as we lean upon you, Lord Jesus. And I pray for that individual today who may be going through some difficult times in their life. I pray, Father, that they might also give their total life over to you and just say thank you, Father, for this difficult time. We've talked in previous programs about how we should not complain or argue, but be thankful for all things. And that includes those things of life that test us and are very difficult for us to go through. But today on our program, we're going to be speaking about how we will never walk alone when you are by our side, that you are always for us, so we can count on it, and we can rest in your everlasting arms. And Father, I pray for that person listening today who has never accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Maybe they've tried to be religious. Maybe they think, you know, I'm okay. I'm as good as everybody else, but Lord, we know that unless we reach that standard of perfection, we cannot enter your presence. There is not one thing we can do that will pay the penalty for our sins. And Father, that is why you sent your Son to die for us, in our place, a substitute for us. And by believing on Jesus and accepting that free gift of salvation, we then can be in your presence today. Not of works of righteousness, lest any man should boast. Father, thank you for that free gift of grace. And I pray for that person listening today, they might give their life over to you and experience the peace and the joy that can come only from knowing that their sins are forgiven, that you love us with an everlasting love, and that you are indeed for us every moment of every day. And Father God, I thank you that we can come into your presence. Where two or three are gathered together, you are in the midst, because we're gathering in the name of Jesus Christ. And surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
That I felt.
And now Psalm 34. I will extol the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to Him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, and He delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him. Fear the Lord, you His saints, for those who fear Him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, my children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Whoever of you loves life and desires to see many good days, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking lies. Turn from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. A righteous man may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems His servants. No one will be condemned who takes refuge in Him.
You are my hiding place. You always fill my heart with songs of deliverance. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in You. Trust in You.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We've just been listening to Myrna White and a wonderful song simply entitled, You Are There, Lord. Coming up a little later, we'll be talking about learning to lean on Jesus. Trusting and leaning on the Lord is possible as we anchor our confidence in the promises of God. Now, there are some fearful moments in life, I'm sure of that, for you as well as for me. Times when we may doubt, times of confusion and anxiety. But during those difficult times, we can learn to lean our weight on Christ by affirming the character of God. We can trust His Word because He is trustworthy. We can count on His help because He is faithful to us. When you lean on Jesus, you can always count on your footing being firm because He is firm. He is the rock upon which we stand. A little later, we'll be talking about the importance of learning to lean on those everlasting arms. Briefly, let me thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this ministry. This station provides this airtime to us without charge. I mention that each week because it is such an important gift for Call to Worship. And I hope you'll contact the station, thank them for carrying Call to Worship. And if they're a listener-supported radio ministry, let me encourage you to send a gift to them to help them out during these summer months. Now, I can't give you their address because there's over 300 different stations that carry the program, but I can give you ours, and we need your support as well because of the cost in the production, the duplication, the distribution of the program all over the country. So if you're able, I'll appreciate it if you write to us, and if you can send a gift, that would be wonderful. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And by the way, you can also find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. Each week I mention some of the things that are on that website, like a complete list of all the stations that carry the program. We post a complete scripture, like today was Psalm 34. You could have followed right along with us on the website. And there are some other things there I think you might be interested in. And, of course, not the least is the fact that you can listen to this program in its entirety anytime you want. Today's program, last week's program, any of the programs in 2013. And you can even make a contribution by way of the internet, the website. Maybe you could do that, save yourself stamp that way too. So thank you for helping us out. Thank you for worshiping with us each week. And don't forget that mailing address. It's Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And now let's get back to this song that's been playing in the background with Mary Beth Carlson, You'll Never Walk Alone.
There is nothing that can compare with the promise we have in God's love. And that love isn't a mood or an emotion subject to change. He showed His love to us while we were quite unlovable. In fact, He sent His Son to die for us while we were lost. And through Christ's sacrifice and our acceptance of His forgiveness, we no longer need to fear condemnation for our sins. Nothing can come between us and His love. God is on our side. And because of this, who could ever be against us? Although we might be puzzled by problems we don't understand, or discouraged by things that seem beyond our control and endurance, remember this. It is in these times that His grace is given in direct proportion to our need. He is there to stand by us, stand up for us, to save us, redeem us, to heal us, to deliver us. God is for us. Say it with me. God is for us. That's right. And it's absolutely true. Yesterday, today, and forever.
Must be alive, for He who gave His
And now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled, A Touch of His Wisdom, Meditations on the Book of Proverbs, published by the Zondervan Publishing House. In Deuteronomy chapter 33:27, it says this, The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Today I want to talk a little bit about leaning on Jesus. A man was observed repairing lines on a tall telephone pole one day. Despite the height, he worked with apparent ease and dispatch, securely leaning his entire weight on a thick leather safety belt. You know, that's what trusting the Lord is like. We go about our appointed rounds at work or at home, tackling an assortment of tasks. Now, on the surface, it may appear that we work in our own sufficiency. But we realize that our spiritual success depends on leaning our emotional, spiritual, and volitional weight on the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the source of our strength and security. We are dependent on Him. Our times are in His hands. Trusting in the Lord, leaning on His adequacy, is possible as we anchor our confidence in the promises of God. There are some fearful moments in life, times when we doubt and times of confusion and anxiety. Then, when circumstances are less than favorable, nothing is more comforting or stabilizing than looking to the Scriptures for support and direction. God's Word is sure. It never fails, not one word. It ministers to our deepest needs and speaks to our innermost being. When we place our faith in God's Word, we accept it as His truth, despite our wavering feelings. We simply believe that God means what He says and that He will fulfill all His promises. We also lean our weight on Christ by affirming the character of God. We can trust in His Word because He is trustworthy. We can count on His help because He is faithful. The attributes of God, such as His holiness, His goodness, mercy, justice, and grace, anchor our faith in Him. The better we know Him, the more we trust Him. And the more we trust Him, the more we see His hand at work in our lives. Perhaps one of the most significant ways that we place our full trust in Christ is by praising Him regardless of the circumstances. Praise shouts our faith in God. It exalts Him and declares that we will follow Him and we will look to Him even when the odds appear against us. And as we praise God, we magnify the majesty and greatness of our Heavenly Father. We focus on who God is, and that is a divinely given catalyst for trusting Him still more. You see, praise drives away fear and builds our faith. The person who trusts in the Lord is blessed. He clings to the promises of God. He delights in the character of God. And he worships God in darkness or in light. He leans on the everlasting arms that never fail and never forsake him. And when you lean on Jesus, your footing is always firm. Heavenly Father, I am grateful I can lean on You. There are days when I feel I cannot go on, but I know that You will uphold me with Your hand. Thank You that You never let me go. And thank You that You are always there, teaching me to lean on You.
Learning to lean on Jesus. Find
the day I made Jesus my King. The blessed Holy Spirit is leading my way. He is teaching and I'm learning to
That was Bert Kettinger and the song entitled Learning to Lean. I trust you're learning to lean in your life during those difficult times of life, placing your complete trust and faith in your Savior and Lord, and praise Him during those difficult times too. That's important as well. I'm Dave Kersey. This has been A Call to Worship and Praise. Thank you for joining me. And thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. Your gifts are important. They keep us on the air, and I do thank you for them. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And you can find us on the Internet as well at www.calltoworship.us. In fact, you can send me an email there, davekersey@calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a production of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. I hope you'll come back again next time for another time of worship and praise here on A Call to Worship. Let's wind up our time together with two wonderful songs sung for us by the Tom Fetke Singers, all about how wonderful our Lord is.
Jesus.